My guest today is The Health Club. We're going to start by playing a track from their CD, Rarities and Outtakes, and then we're going to get into some interview and some live stuff. So stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Channels up. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is The Health Club. Check out myspace.com/The Health Club. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
It's insanely hot in here. I really apologize for that. It's only going to get worse until the fall. So you're one of the lucky ones. Why don't we just start with a basics introduction? Who are you? What do you play? And we'll just go around the room.
Gerard, I play the guitar.
I'm Katya. I play the bass.
Gabriel, drums and vocals.
Now, is there, I always ask this question first, is there a front man to this group, or is this a completely collaborative effort? Is it Gerard and his band, or is it The Health Club?
It's The Health Club. Yeah, it's The Health Club.
But he writes the lyrics.
So, why don't we jump right into a live song, And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the band and play some more tracks from your CD. Are you good? Are you good with sound?
Is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting some feedback from the monitor?
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Okay. What do you guys want to play first?
This first track's going to be called Stainless Lullabies. We're going to do a live track, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do Stainless Lullabies.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
It's a far fight in the limelight, in the restaurant with the film crew. Oh, baby, you're on demand with your beautiful mind. Oh, baby, you're on demand. Lovely stainless lullabies in the basement, underground, on the runway, in the daytime. Stainless lullabies, it's the race day of the soundtrack. It's a rat race in the daytime. Oh, baby, you're on demand with your beautiful mind. Oh, baby, you're on demand. Lovely stainless lullabies.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Health Club. I love that. I like the way you put the guitar to the microphone at the end there, so we got the full fade-out effect. That's awesome. So we were talking briefly before about this idea that you guys are a completely collaborative process, mm-hmm. but you write the lyrics. You start with like a skeleton of the song and then work on it?
We just actually jam together, and whatever comes out, that's our song. You know,
yeah,
that's basically it. It's like the moment, you know, whatever we create, whatever's good for the moment, that's
whatever is.
But the
good.
Lyrics are written at that time too. Yeah.
So it starts as an improvisation and then it becomes a song.
It's more like really like a car crash. Whatever happens, happens.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, if it's a good car crash, then we keep it. You know, we keep doing it over and over.
If someone remembers it.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of a unique way of songwriting. It's sort of the reverse of a lot of traditional bands. You know, they start with this very strict structure,
yeah,
and then
I
it
understand.
Kind of, uh-huh. sometimes it expands from there, sometimes it doesn't evolve.
Yeah.
Was this anybody's idea, or were you guys just all hanging out and you accidentally formed a band?
That's just how we can play music. We don't, you know,
we
none
don't
of
know
us
how
are
to
really
do it another way.
Skilled, so we just do it all together and see what happens, you know. So.
Well, how did you guys meet?
Working, you know, we all worked at a mall, so.
Gerard used to be in another band, Gabriel used to be in another band, then they started playing together, and their bass player got married and, like, got a life, basically, I guess.
Which ruins so many great bands.
So then I guess I had to learn how to play to play with them.
So you learned bass just for this band?
Yeah.
And basically. How long ago what did this start?
With us, 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about this CD we're playing a track before. It's is this your debut album?
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's pretty funny because it's called Rarities and Outtakes. It's usually something, you know, that you release after 10, 20 albums, you know? Like, you guys are starting with Rarities and Outtakes. Yeah. Did you guys sort of think about that, you know, when you came up with the title for this?
Actually, I was just checking out my CDs, and I saw The Rentals, The Return of the Rentals. So I'm like, why not?
Same idea.
So I'm like, why not put out Rarities and Outtakes? It's tongue-in-cheek, and it's kind of cool, so...
Awesome. Yeah. And where can people get this CD? Is it available?
It's available at Omoeba, and it's a CD Baby. You can get it at Don's Music and Eagle Rock. And
I think like iTunes like and everywhere.
iTunes, yeah, you can get it on iTunes and all those kind of...
Omoeba. There's one at Omoeba.
Yeah, awesome. So hurry up and go get it.
It's sort of like, that's the thing. It's like, if you have that one
rare
CD at Omoeba, then you're ready, you know, you're ready to go. Why don't we play another track from the CD? What do you guys recommend?
I want to do Steak Knives.
Yeah.
Sure.
What number is it? All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Health Club. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Baby, you are my one and only. Don't even have to lie. You are my life. Baby.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Health Club. You mentioned before, Gerard, that you played in another band before this.
Uh-huh.
Were you also the singer in that band?
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, you have a unique style of vocalization.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that you developed on your own, or did you just open your mouth and it just sort of came out that way?
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think much about it. I just...
Were there, like, when you started as a musician, were there some artists that you were, like, really into at that time that influenced the way you sang?
Yeah, definitely.
There seems to be, like, kind of a Joy Division feel to, you know, kind of an understated way of singing that's, you know, unique to the Health Club. Does that make any sense?
That's what they say, so
So you don't really spend too much time thinking about it, huh?
No. Not really, no.
When you guys first started playing out live, like in venues, as opposed to just jamming on your own and, you know, you're kind of presenting yourself to other people, how was that transition for you?
Like, scary.
was it unusual? Because, like, so much about the band was just, you know, hanging out together and improvising. And then you kind of had to tighten it up and present it. And people kind of, you know, expose yourself to people judging you. Was that a hard
step? We're still doing that. You know? Yeah. Like, we don't know if people really get it or not, you know, but we just do it for ourselves. So hopefully they will, you know. We're still tightening it up and just, you know, we just got lucky where we met quite a few people who do dig us, and, you know, we got to be friends with them, and we got to play a lot more shows, and it's been fun, you know.
Now, Gabriel, how did you discover, did you start out with percussion, or did you move into percussion?
Yeah, I just started out playing drums.
And did that begin for you just like banging on pots and pans and at home, or...
No, my friend was selling a drum set, and I had nothing else to do, so I just bought it and played it, and I'm still learning how to play. So that's why I love this band, because it's not all about technicality. It's just, you know, doing what we can do best, and that's what we do. You know.
Now is every element of this band a happy accident? What about recording the album? Was that work? Was that more structured than what you guys are used to in coming up with songs?
I think it's pretty much the same. We try to capture what we do live, you know, and we recorded it ourselves and everything, and we don't know much about recording either, so we just
more like experimentation.
Yeah, it's experimenting.
Tackling the vision and experimentation, that's the album, you know, but we're learning, so.
Now that you guys have had a little more experience performing live, do you get sort of an interaction with the audience, you know, now that you're not alone, you know, jamming with each other, does that help your performance? Do you like that connection with the audience, or would you guys rather be, you know, in the garage improvising?
I love the connection with the audience.
I love playing out too. Yeah. It's
scary, but it's an experience that you'll never get anywhere else.
The communing part's priceless.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's good. We like to play out.
And share it.
Share it with the universe. Let the universe fill you, and let the universe, or fill the universe, I guess, too.
Now, you guys being an act that's kind of hard to define, it's not just like your average indie rock band, has that had any effect on your ability to get the right gigs at the right venues? Like, do people know where to book you?
I think so. Like, a couple of times people have said, I think you're like, you guys are like perfect for this place or that place. So, you know, I think it's worked for us, you know, and it's not just like, you're just like that band or whatever, you know. So people have thought, I guess, there's something special, you know. So that's, I guess, it's worked out for us like that.
Awesome. Are you guys ready to jump into another live song?
Sure.
Yeah sure. Yeah.
What would you like to play?
Our next song's called Circles Around Your Eyes. These are all songs from our upcoming album, Rarities and Outtakes Part 2. Just a kidding.
You just call it the actual album. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is the Health Club Live. Dude, I got it. You can call your next album the Rarities and Outtakes B-Sides. Oh, that's even better. It's even better. So this whole idea of writing together as a group, how are there certain themes that you guys just all keep coming back to? I mean, what are your songs mostly about? Or do you have any idea? Is it completely random? Are you throwing musical pain against the wall?
Yeah, it's basically random stuff.
You guys never know ahead of time what it's going to come out like, and so you're not writing love songs or telling stories about people that you met on the street. Is there any sort of through line, like in the album? Is there any through line, the idea behind the album?
No, not really. No, there's no idea at all, no.
Okay, so then is that something that you try to do, or is that something that, do you ever catch yourself falling into a pattern of writing a certain kind of song and you go, you know what, we already did this, we should do something different?
For me personally, I don't really think about it, so it's like there's no rule, so it's not really, it's all over the place. I think it's the best thing to do, you know, no limits.
And you guys are already collecting songs for your next album.
Yeah.
So you guys, do you guys write a lot? Do you guys work a lot together?
Yeah, that's the thing about like us making up songs. We can make up like songs all night. It's just a matter of really remembering all those songs. Like we're trying to like start to record our practices, so maybe we could like remember some of the stuff, but we can make up stuff all the time. It's just a matter of really remembering it, you know.
Do you guys ever come up with like great material and then when you go to record it you can't remember what you did, so you have to recreate it?
Yeah, if we don't remember it, we don't ever try to recreate it. It's either we remember it like really or we don't do it again, you know. It's good for that one time we played it, you know, and that's it.
It's like journalism of some sort, you know, like spiritual journalism. If it's out and it needs to be done, then it should be said. So it's like any music, you know.
Nice. Well, let's listen to another track from this CD. What do you guys recommend?
Let me see. Let's do Summer Rolls.
All right.
Perfect for today.
Yes, a very summery day. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is The Health Club. Check out myspace.com/The Health Club. Here's a track from their CD.
Close the freezer door.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Health Club. I could be wrong, but you guys are quite possibly the most laid-back band that I've ever interviewed. I mean, I don't know if you guys just got out of bed or if you're just always like this, like, cool. But so it makes me curious. Is there anything about your music or the music industry or recording or playing live that stresses you guys out even a little bit?
Parking? Getting here was like, we're like, oh shit, because you can't park like from 12 to 2.
Oh, on one side of the street, and then on the other side, yeah. That does
suck. Sometimes it gets stressful, but not really. I mean, you have to try to make it fun, you know, because most of us have day jobs, and we also have like a full-time band, so your day job is most of the time the thing that makes you stress, so you have to try to make this as fun as possible. You know, not let it get to you.
Yeah, you have to really make sure you have that separation of what you spend most of your time doing during the day, and then.
Right.
Do you guys feel any pressure at all from, you know, like other bands, the way that they are becoming successful, or like do you guys feel like a pressure to find a label or anything like that?
No,
not at all.
We're just hoping it's, you know. I heard that one thing, like we were watching a Bob Dylan documentary, and it's like he said, I always just expected it to be progression, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to start at one place and then it's going to end up at another place. It's just kind of how we take it, you know what I mean? It just keeps going and going, and the day that I guess we don't get invited to play shows, I guess that's when we have to stop, but, you know.
Yeah, you should have seen where we were at 5 years ago.
Right. So.
What was it like 5 years ago? Like, how have you guys evolved since then?
I mean, just getting a show is just like, you know, it's really difficult, and like now we haven't really booked any shows for us. It's just really been people asking us to play and stuff. So we're loving that. It's like no stress to get a show because people just ask us to play, and we love that they want us to play with them. So, you know, it's really cool. We've been meeting a lot of cool people. So
did releasing the album, was that part of that change? Did people take more of an interest in you when you had that?
I don't think so. I don't think many people even know of the album. There's only 300 in circulation, so it's really rare. 300. Yeah. So
I just think that we started meeting new bands that kind of just liked us, and they would invite us to play, and then from that point, you know what I mean? It's kind of just like you just meet new people playing out.
And it's more like, let's hang out, let's play music.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Has the Health Club music evolved at all in the past 5 years? Have you guys, you know, gotten better at playing your instruments, or does it take you less time to come up with new material?
We've gotten better, but I don't think we're still at our peak. You know, I think, you know, we could still, I think we still have a lot of potential to get better, you know, so.
Room for improvement.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah.
Well, it would suck if you guys hit your peak, like, right after releasing your first. Because I don't think they leave room for one hit wonders like, in the unsigned indie world.
Unless you write a song like Lean Like a Cholo, then you got nowhere to go from there.
All right, you guys want to do another live song?
Yeah, sure.
What do you got?
This one's called T-Bone.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is the Health Club.
Dance floor, the dance floor.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Health Club. That was awesome, guys.
Thank you.
How do you know when a live show has gone really well? I mean, do you base it on people coming up to you afterwards and saying, oh, that was a really good show? Or do you guys sort of internally know as a band, can you communicate with each other on stage that you guys are really clicking?
I think you feel it in your heart, you know what I mean? Like, there's just, like, a feeling that you just get. I mean, because there's people that are always going to tell you, oh, good show. Sometimes you feel it that they're genuine, sometimes you don't, you know? But I think within you, you just know.
Yeah, you really have to trust yourself.
Yeah.
You mentioned before that, like, other bands seem to have, like, an affinity for you. You guys meet, and they want you to play with them. Mm. What about your audience? What about the fans? Like, what do you want them to take away from your music? Do you want them to sort of, you know, hear the lyrics and be interested in that, or just sort of feel the energy that you guys are putting out with the jam?
Yeah, I guess just
it's
bottom
about
the line.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah, bottom line is the energy and just be inspired by it, whatever it may be that they need to do. And be inspired by the music. That's priceless, man. You know, that's what it's all about.
Is that how it is for you guys when you listen to music that isn't your own? Is that sort of how you decide whether or not you like something? Is when you
correct.
Hear it, if
it inspires you, it's got to lift you up, or else it's not good. That's the bottom line, man. If it doesn't inspire you, it's just soundbite.
What do you guys think about, you know, what we tend to hear these days on corporate radio or in TV commercials? That I mean, I feel particularly uninspired by a lot of the
right.
music. I'm almost inspired by how uninspired I am.
That's a good way to look at it.
I'm inspired to do, you know, not that. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Does that affect you guys, sort of like what's considered popular now? I mean, I know you guys don't put a lot of, you know, like pretentious intellectual thought into it, but you must hear, you know, what's really successful now and think, okay, that's not us. We want to stick to our thing.
I don't know. I don't even think we really think about it. It's just like, it's kind of just goes over your head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, what can you do? You know, you either.
There's been like, you know, a few good bands that have been out, you know, on the corporate radios that we like, you know, but there hasn't been too many, you know. It's been that way, I'm sure, forever, though, you know. There's been a lot of stuff, and then there's really good stuff, you know.
The beginning of man.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, that kind of makes sense, actually, when you think about, like, the, you know, what would be the most popular is going to be the most watered down. It's going to be the most accessible to all people, and it's going to be, generally speaking, the least amount of art. You know, if everybody gets it, then it kind of ceases to be art.
Right. Huh.
Wow. Show got deep all of a sudden. Sorry about that. Why don't we listen to another track from the CD? That'll protect us from getting deep again. What do you guys recommend?
Not the good days, man.
Are there songs on the
play Calm Down.
Okay. Are there songs on the CD that you think of as, you know, like the hits or the singles, you know, the gems of the CD?
Not really. There's no hits, but there's definitely bad ones. Or like the bottom of the barrel.
People seem to like the Muse from Venus a lot.
That's the first track. We'll play this track, Calm Down, and we'll get to another track later towards the end of the show. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Drop by myspace.com/thehealthclub because that's who you're listening to right now. Should you calm down? Should you calm down? Should you calm down? Should you calm down? Sharp shooter's got a trigger cut. Come away. Slaughter's degree, stay together. Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with the Health Club. You guys have quite a few shows coming up soon, and why don't we run through them? Tell me where you guys playing next.
The Viper Room next Monday for like the Check 1-2 night.
Yeah, what is that? That they're doing kind of like a little bit of a different scene now at the Viper Room, because it used to be very Sunset Strip, and now they have a lot of like, you know, cool indie bands come in. And is that a free night?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's free, but I think it's like an endless guest list or something. So, I mean, it's just a matter of getting on someone's guest list.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to come to the show, hit us up on MySpace. We'll put you on our list. We'd love for you to come out.
But it's like the Indie 103 night. They have like a local, like Check 1-2. It's like they're, like, I think, like local bands or something. And then they, of the bands that they play, then they have a show, you know, like for the local band. So that's why it's just that night. I think that the rest of the week is just your normal Viper Room setup, you know.
How does, so Indie 103 heard of you guys because you sent them a CD or?
We sent them a CD, but I don't think they've ever played it. So, I mean, but we're going to play there. So. I don't know.
That's why we're on Killer Radio.
Awesome. And what else do you guys come in? Are you going to Long Beach after that?
Yeah, we're playing at Ferns. Cool hangout. People should go check it out there if they're in Long Beach area. It's a very cool place to play at. That's going to be on... Cool. What date is that?
Looks like the 28th.
The 28th, that's at
Next
Ferns.
Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Now, do you guys always, you know, play out this frequently? Like, you guys have a lot of shows. They're, you know, pretty close to each other.
We try to play as much as we possibly can.
Does that challenge you in terms of getting a draw, getting people to come? Like, oh, you just sort of spent everything getting everyone to come to this one show, and then you're playing 2 days later, and can you get the same people to come back? Do you have?
That's why we like inviting like people we don't really know or has never heard of us before.
I'm sure it does affect it, but I mean, I don't know. For us, it's just like we're just really trying to reach as many people as possible. So if no one goes for us, then maybe they go for the other bands. But I guess that sucks for them.
It affects our friends. I mean, after a couple of shows, they stop going.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, it's
yeah. I mean, exactly.
Like, no, man. Thanks. No, thank you. I've had enough of you guys.
I think it also has something to do with the summer right now. You know, a lot of people are just like having shows and just like, you know.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on because it's the summer.
But there's a lot of venues that, you know, and I think it's, I mean, I see where they're coming from. I just think it's so obnoxious where they tell you, you know, if you're going to play at this venue, you can't do a show 10 days before or 10
days after.
After.
Right.
Yeah, we don't
so
like
funny,
that
yeah,
either.
We just heard that like
so many times.
Yeah, a month ago from them, I guess.
And I mean, what?
I didn't even know that exists.
Yeah, that seems like crazy. Like,
we don't get too many of those shows that they tell us that because we like to play as often as possible. And if, you know, another band wants us to play and, you know, it's a cool show. It kind of sucks that you can't play the show because you have another gig in 2 weeks, you know.
Just because you're in demand.
Yeah,
right. Like,
I think if people want to see you, they're going to come out no matter what. So, well, I understand, like you said, their point, you know, sometimes.
It makes
well,
sense.
Well, they want your money. That's their point.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that all of these shows that we play, we don't get paid. So it's not like, you know what I mean, I'm taking anything away from you, you know, because you're not giving me anything. So
if you guys go like more than, you know, a week or two without playing, does it feel weird to you? Do you miss it? Do you go, "Oh, we got to go find a gig because we haven't played in a while," or that hasn't come up because you guys are always playing?
No, it happens. It's nice to also have a break. You know what I mean? But you do kind of feel like, "Oh, like something's missing. Something's like, you know, like something isn't right," but I don't know.
You guys see obviously like a strong value in just, you know, the act of performing, of being able to play with other cool bands and like being a musician's environment.
Right.
But if you're doing it all the time over an extended period of time, I mean, you guys do eventually want to get paid.
Yes, of course.
Definitely.
I mean, do you guys ever sort of like reach a point where you're getting close to that feeling of like, "Oh, I don't know, like, it's a lot of work for a free show," or, you know, "Oh, we just played," or you guys?
Not really. I don't think
not
so.
Yet.
I think it'll come when it comes, you know?
Exactly.
So for now, you guys are just playing out as much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to get, like, you know, more fans that are not our friends that will become our friends, you know?
Right.
So that's what we need more of because we're wearing out our friends, you know?
But you guys must co-op a lot of fans of these other bands that have become your friends when you do shows together.
Yeah, definitely.
Met some people, yeah.
But do you also feel a sort of like a responsibility to go to their shows as well?
I try to go out and, you know, check out other band shows, not because I feel obligated, just because I want to see what's going on, and maybe I could see find other cool bands that I haven't heard of either. So
discover.
Yeah.
Discovering bands is fun.
Yeah. Discovering bands is awesome, and it's like, you know, on our part, we're recruiting everyone one at a time, you know?
The bartender.
The bartender, the door guy, the janitor. We're recruiting all inspired people one at a time.
It's good. One show, one new fan.
Exactly.
If something.
If that happens, then we're happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys want to do one last live song?
Sure.
Sure.
What are you going to play?
We're going to do Muse from Venus.
It's from our album, actually.
All right. Whenever you're ready. You guys are fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org with my guests, The Health Club. If you are listening to this live, you want to hear it again, or you want to tell a friend about it, it will be available for download from myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com later today. It'll also be up on iTunes tomorrow in the podcast, and there's a link to that at the MySpace page. Check out myspace.com/thehealthclub and maybe you too could be their one new fan on Monday at the Viper Room. So send them a message; they'll put you on the guest list. All right, guys, take care. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.